One of Hemisphere's aspirations was to present San Antonio to the world. The theme was a confluence of civilizations in the Americas, a celebration of many cultures and many races. But that theme was an aspiration that had to overcome the reality of 1960s San Antonio. Sarah Gould with the Institute of Texan Cultures.
There are still places in downtown San Antonio that are segregated by 62. And so the fair planners realize we have to desegregate all of downtown because we can't have international visitors and even visitors from the north coming and seeing they're in a segregated town.
TV executive Bill Mall remembers how banker Bill Sinkin and his wife Faye, two of the Hemisphere planners, targeted those businesses tourists would visit during Hemisphere.
It was Faye Sinkin who was probably more a leader in that sense, from a social conscience that was driving change, than Bill was. Bill was certainly very supportive, but Faye Sinkin was fearless.
The Sinkins wanted business owners to reimagine the city's future and the potential of Hemisphere.
So they really push the downtown business owners to desegregate. And San Antonio is desegregated by the time the World's Fair opens.
The social and political chaos of 1968 cast dark shadows over San Antonio.
Just 2 days before the fair opened, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The U.S. was involved in the Vietnam War, which was incredibly unpopular. And outside of the gates of Hemisphere on opening day, there were protesters protesting both racism and the war.
Bill Mall's job was to be the face of PBS station KLRN, which had a new home in one of the Hemisphere buildings, the Texas Pavilion, now called the Institute of Texan Cultures. On April 6, 1968, Hemisphere opened its gates. With brand new color cameras, Mall went to work.
I did it. I was the host. It was called A Day at the Fair. We did it 5 days a week, distributed it to 20 other educational TV stations around the country. So the story of Hemisphere was told far and wide through the ETV network.
That story was a positive one, and Hemisphere 68 was a hit with the public and the nation. The events officially ended in October, but when the gates closed, new questions had to be asked. What to do with 92 acres of buildings and parks? How would Hemisphere fit into the future of a modern San Antonio? In the end, were their aspirations achieved? In Part 3, we'll explore the legacy of Hemisphere 68. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.